The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Friday, July 31st. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single-game tickets are on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. For today's podcast, we leave you with closing remarks from Coach Gary Kubiak on the first day of training camp.
No, we're fine. We just got certain guys we're going to rest in the afternoon, Mark. Chris Brown, we're going to rest. Cato June, we'll go in the afternoon. I probably will not have Cody out here in the afternoons. I did today because we're a little short at that position, but naturally Andre won't work in the afternoon. So we're just trying to teach and stay in that mode. And some of these guys that maybe aren't quite full speed can get out here in the afternoon and get some reps in.
What are your expectations for Jacoby?
For Jacoby, he's been capable of doing great things for this team, but we've also seen the side that has not been so good. So I think it's about becoming a pro, being consistent. I think his teammates are all watching him, not only the plays that he makes on the field, but watching him, how he handles himself in a meeting room, how he handles himself as far as responsibility on a day-to-day basis. So, I think it's about maturity. I mean, obviously the kid can play, there's no doubt about that. Becoming a professional, both as a player and a man, I think are very important.
Do you see some differences from last year?
I think he's making steps that way, but I think that's a long-term process. That's not a one camp or a one OTA. I mean, I think this is something he's got to prove to his teammates over a period of time.
It's an obvious question, but how important, if a guy like that can make that switch, if you will, and be the weapon that you want him to be, how important is that?
Well, it's a key to their career, take the team out of it. That's a key to a player's career, that he can be accountable and be consistent. So if Jacoby does that, our team is better. So everybody's watching. There's a lot of eyes on him, including yours. So we'll see what happens.
Gary, when you saw what Steve Slayton did as a rookie, what do you think he needs to do? What are you telling him he needs to do to continue that?
Oh, he's got to get a lot better. He's got to get more physical as a player, picking up blitzes, those type of things. That was a weakness for him last year. So our team will get tougher. Steve will pick up more blitzes and do a better job from that standpoint. But just repeating our plays and what we do should be even more in tune, and very mature young man, so expecting him to continue to take a step.
He seemed to do a lot of it on instinct. That always is great, but then again, you do have.
No, you're right. I mean, it was a lot of just raw ability that took over last year, and there's a lot of it, and a great deal of speed. And now he's another year in the system, listening to John and Alex, coach the running game, and Cal coach the passing game. So just becoming more of a pro, understanding what's going on a little bit better should help him reach another level.
Extra weight, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's important. I think in the long haul, Bobby, I think it'll be very important for him. So, he comes in with it. Problem around here in this heat's keeping it, so hopefully we can hang on to some of it.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.